Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Massachusetts Congressman Joe Kennedy III says as a former prosecutor, he saw everything he needed in the Mueller report to call for impeachment proceedings against President Trump. And today, when former special counsel Robert Mueller testifies before Congress, Kennedy wants his colleagues and the American people to see the same. But many experts say it's not likely Mueller will deliver such a moment. WBUR's Kimberly Atkins reports.
Not every member of Congress, nor every American who will tune in to watch Mueller's testimony before two House committees, is a lawyer. But the Newton Democrat Kennedy is, and he wants Mueller to explain step by step how the findings detailed in Mueller's nearly 450-page report match elements of criminal laws Kennedy believes Trump has broken. Kennedy says his own experience as a former prosecutor in the Cape and Islands and Middlesex District Attorney's offices help him see that clearly, and it's the reason he's calling for impeachment proceedings against the president. He wants Mueller to help his colleagues see it that way, too.
If you don't know what you're reading, you can read the words, but if you don't know the structure of criminal law, it is easy to miss.
Sitting in his Washington congressional office, in between House votes and meetings with constituents, Kennedy says the evidence Mueller lays out of potential obstruction of justice is particularly strong.
He lays that out. I've talked to Republican colleagues here. They agree. You know why? Because it is literally the text, almost a direct quote of what's coming off the pages.
But trying to get Mueller's testimony to play out like a television crime drama won't be easy, legal experts say. A congressional hearing is nothing like a courtroom. For one thing, lawmakers have a time limit for questioning. Andrew Wright is a former Obama White House lawyer who helps train congressional staffers for hearings.
And it's a lot to expect from a congressional hearing with 5-minute rounds.
Then there's Mueller himself. Bradley Moss, an attorney who specializes in national security law, says Mueller isn't exactly known for having a flair for the dramatic.
I think he very much wanted to avoid playing that kind of Perry Mason role here because he didn't view that as his role in this saga. He viewed himself simply as being the investigator and, where necessary, the prosecutor to determine what actually happened.
The rest is up to Congress. Even if a majority of House members become convinced the president committed obstruction of justice or other crimes, the only way to address it is through impeachment proceedings. Kennedy says he sees Trump's culpability in the report, and he wants Mueller to make it more explicit in his testimony.
I want to understand why it is that he was willing to put in words in black and white on the paper there is substantial evidence to meet A, B, and C on multiple occasions, but yet would not take the next step to say there's substantial evidence to show that he committed a crime. Because that is actually what he said.
Even if Mueller doesn't connect those dots the way Kennedy wants, Wright says the hearing is still important for Americans to see, especially since few have read the report.
To me, the most important thing is to present evidence of what happened and then put that in context as to why that is a departure from important practices or a potential violation of law.
Moss, the national security lawyer, agrees, saying the hearing will still be must-see television.
People will take and absorb more of it if they see it on TV as opposed to on paper. It's just the way we work these days. We'll see the movie, we won't necessarily read the book.
One possible viewer, President Trump, who yesterday told a gathering of conservatives that Democrats, quote, have no collusion. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kimberly Atkins in Washington.